This is Tweetminster at the Conservative Party Conference, speaking with John Higginson, political correspondent for Metro. John, we're here. It's the first day of the conference. How do you make the atmosphere here, and how do you compare it to the Labour Party conference last week and Lib Dems before that?
Well, at the moment, it's a little sleepy. I don't think they'll be using any new generation lines at the moment in the speeches so far, because last week's conference at Labour, they had a lot of young people, and I know that they've got a lot of new members and stuff. I think there's still 3 days left, but it really needs to start picking up here now.
Now, we just saw Lord Ashcroft go past. We managed to get a quick chat with him, but he's not saying anything on record. Were you surprised to see him here with the recent activity in the press?
I am, yeah. It's very, very brave of him coming along. But yeah, very, very good showing. You know, we'll see if he, you know, talks to the press and see what he's got to say.
Now, you've got an inside view. What should we be looking out for? What's going to be the exciting bit that you think is going to get the press moving, especially the tabloids?
Well, I think we've got the Chancellor's speech tomorrow. That really is the big story at the moment. What's going to be in the spending review? How much is going to be cut? What's going to be cut? So everyone is going to be looking at the Chancellor's speech tomorrow to look for little hints of what is going to go. We've already had today lots of speculation on the back of the interview with Andrew Marr and the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister hinting that we're going to lose one of the aircraft carriers. That is just going to continue throughout the week. Speculation about what's going to go and what's not.
John Higginson, thank you very much.